الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأصلي وأسلم على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، نبينا وحبيبنا وقرة أعيننا محمد بن عبد الله، عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. وقال تعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، قد كانت لكم أسوة حسنة في إبراهيم والذين معه إذ قالوا لقومهم إنا براء منكم ومما تعبدون من دون الله كفرنا بكم وبدا بيننا وبينكم العداوة والبغضاء أبدا حتى تؤمنوا بالله وحده إلا قول إبراهيم لأبيه لأستغفرن لك وما أملك من الله من شيء، ربنا عليك توكلنا وإليك أنبنا وإليك المصير. صدق الله العظيم. All praise and thanks be to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is our creator, sustainer and nourisher. May the choicest of his blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his family members, his companions and all those who tread on his path with utmost sincerity until the day of Qiyamah. My dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, as I speak to you all today from this minbar, from this pulpit, millions and millions of Muslims all around the world have flocked to the holy city of Mecca to perform and fulfill the obligation of Hajj, to fulfill the great ibadah of Hajj, and to participate in the largest annual religious gathering that humanity has ever witnessed. So before we begin, we pray to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He forgives all of their sins and grants them good health and accept their ibadah of Hajj. And likewise, may Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all of our sins, grant us good health, and grant us also opportunities to perform the obligation of Hajj. Ameen. So my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, if we were to take these special 10 days of Dhul Hijjah that we are in, or if we were to take any amal from the amal of Hajj for that matter, any ritual from the rituals of Hajj, any rite from the rites of Hajj, we would see that all of them, every single one of them, commemorates something or the other from the legacy of our great father Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Something or the other. As Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was the greatest prophet, he was the greatest patriarch of all Abrahamic religions. If you were to take Islam, Christianity, Judaism, all related to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And there have been even reports that Hinduism, followers of Hinduism, they venerate and worship a fictional god of theirs named Brahman. And the roots of this name go to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. In other words, due to the high respect and esteem that they had for Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, gradually down the line they diverted away and began to worship a fictional god of theirs named Rahman. Wallahu alam, Allah knows best in regard to the authenticity of this piece of information, but I thought it worthy to share it with you all. Nevertheless, coming back to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he was a great prophet, a special prophet, the Khalil of Allah,
the friend of Allah, a prophet who had special virtues attached to him, so much to the extent that once a person came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he addressed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the title, O best of mankind. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam immediately, very politely and very humbly refused to accept that title. And he said that if any human being, if anyone were to be crowned with such a great title as the best of mankind, it would have to be the great Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So based on that, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, and having all that in mind, I thought it all the more appropriate to base today's lecture on gleaning a lesson or two from some of the stories of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. As the complete story of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is really long and extremely detailed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam in more than 70 ayat in the noble Quran. So me trying to encompass the whole story in the few minutes that I have would not be justice done to the great story of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Nevertheless, we'll try to highlight one or two great qualities of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and may Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with the perfect understanding and the chance to implement those qualities in our lives. Quality number one, tawakkul, the complete reliance of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar, if we were to go through the life of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, the stories of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, most of them, all of them, are filled with anecdotes, incidents of the tawakkul, the complete reliance of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. If you were to take the first stories where Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam very beautifully and very diplomatically using words of wisdom, he began calling his father towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He began calling his nation towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by demonstrating to them that the stars cannot be your God, the moon cannot be your God, the sun, these celestial objects that disappear cannot be your God, and only the one and only creator Allah the Almighty can be your God. But the people, including his father, they retorted back very harshly, they threatened him, his life was in danger, and finally they decided to build a huge fire. They decided to build a huge fire. Scholars mentioned the fire was so huge that not even a bird could try and fly over the fire, except that it used to become roasted and fall to the ground. They built a huge fire and they planned to fling Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam into the fire. Now look at the quality of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, tawakkul. Even when he stood up, when he stood up to call them towards Allah, he was the single believer, the staunch monotheist. He was the only believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He had no group behind him. He had no army behind him. His whole society, the whole town, all of the inhabitants were against him. But he stood up and called them towards Allah. And his act, the act where he broke all of their idols, that act of his demanded a great deal of bravery, a great deal of courage. He stood up alone for the truth, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that resulted in him being thrown into the fire. But then he knew, he had tawakkul in Allah, that Allah would save him from any evil consequence. He was about to be flung into the fire. All of the creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala were in turmoil. The Khalil of Allah, the friend of Allah, is about to be roasted alive. Jibreel alayhi salam comes down immediately, goes to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Khalil Allah, O friend of Allah, what can I do? How can I help you? Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, this beautiful reply of his, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, highlight the pure tawakkul in Allah, the pure tawakkul, the pure reliance in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam replies, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil, ni'mal mawla, ni'mal mawla wa ni'mal nasir. He recites these ayat. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam immediately goes back to Allah and he says, your Khalil has replied as you are sufficient for him, ya Allah. You are the best protector, you are the best helper, and you are the one who can beautifully dispose of his affairs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, is that so? Then let there be no intermediary between me and him. I will help my Khalil. I will help my friend. And Allah commands the fire. قُلْنَا يَا نَارُ كُونِي بَرْدًا وَسَلَامًا عَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمِ. Allah commands the fire to be a place of coolness and safety for Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. This is a result of his pure tawakkal in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, it is upon us to do what we can. In other words, if we were to take a step from point A to point B, that is our responsibility. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there to take us from point B to point Z. As we see in many of the stories in the Quran, if we were to take the Ashab al-Kahf, the people of the cave, the young youth of the cave, we see that they broke off from the cultural assimilation. They broke off from the trend that all of the other people were worshipping idols. They broke off, they turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they moved to the cave to worship Allah the Almighty. Allah put them in a deep slumber. There were many miracles attached to their story. But we don't have time to cover all of that. But Allah put them into a deep slumber for how many years? 309 years. After they wake up, they see that the whole town, the town that had threatened them with death, the town that had threatened to stone them to death, the whole town had embraced Allah the Almighty. And not only that, they had remembered these youth. They had put up a tablet, a memorial in memory of these youth with the seven names of the youth inscribed on that tablet. They took the step from point A to point B. Allah took them to point Z. If you were to take the story of Yusuf alayhi salam, Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam, the lady of that house was trying to seduce him. وَرَوَدَتْهُ الَّتِي هُوَ فِي بَيْتِهَا عَنْ نَفْسِهَا وَغَلَّقَتِ الْأَبْوَابِ. What did she do? She locked all of the doors. Quran mentions, وَغَلَّقَتِ الْأَبْوَابِ. She double locked all of the doors. No, one door, abwab, multiple levels of entry, so many doors. Perhaps the room door, the front door, the gate. She locked all of them and then tried to seduce Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. But what was Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam's reply at that time? قَالَ مَعَاذَ اللَّهِ. Says, refuge. Refuge is only with Allah. إِنَّهُ رَبِّي أَحْسَنَ مَثْوَايَ. Verily my master has granted me a good lodging. I cannot betray him by doing something like this to his wife. Now the Quran ayah, it mentions, وَغَلَّقَتِ الْأَبْوَابِ. The word غَلَّقَ, she double bolted all of the doors. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, he knew that the doors were locked. But he knew that his responsibility, point A to point B. He says, "Inna ma'ad Allah, refuge is only unto Allah." And then he rushes to the door. Quran mentions, "Wastabaqa al-bab." He sprints towards the door, he runs towards the door, even though he knew that the door was double locked. He runs towards the door, he does not care, he knows Allah is there for him. Point A to point B. As he reaches the doorstep of the door, scholars mention the door flings open. The door flings open. And he runs to the second door, the door flings open. Third door, the door flings open. Allah takes you to point Z, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam. We need to have complete tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Perfect reliance in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah will take you to point Z. The next quality that I wanted to highlight is in regard to the obedience of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. If we were to quickly discuss the story of the Zabiha, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, you know, in his story there are many aspects that highlight the obedience that he had towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, when he was 80 years old, hadith in Bukhari and Muslim, when he was 80 years old, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the divine commandments in regard to his religion. The divine covenant that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam had taken with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you know what was one of the commandments? All believers had to be circumcised. All believers had to be circumcised. He was the only believer on the face of this earth. He was an 80 year old man. The command of Allah came down. He did not hesitate. He circumcised himself. Allahu Akbar. A part of us may be aghast thinking about it. But a part of us is also amazed at the obedience of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. He did not excuse himself by saying he is old or there is no one to help him to do it. He did it. Hadith in Bukhari and Muslim. When he is 95 years old, the next incident. No children, no progeny. He prays to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, رَبِّ هَبْلِي مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ Oh Allah, bless me with a righteous child. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers his dua. فَبَشَّرْنَاهُ بِغُلَامٍ حَلِيمٍ Allah blesses him with a wise and forbearing son. And then what happens? What happens? After many years, he goes to where he left Hajar alayhi salatu wasalam, his beloved wife and his son Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. Even that, him leaving them in the barren desert also shows how much his compliance and obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was. He did not question Allah. Allah commanded him to leave them in the desert, he left them. And then now he is returning after so many years. After so many years, and Allah mentions in the Quran, فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعَهُ السَّعْيَ قَالَ يَا بُنَيَّ إِنِّي أَرَى فِي الْمَنَامِ After so many years, he returns to where he left his wife and his son in Mecca from Palestine. He comes, there is so much of joy in the meeting of the father and the son, father and the wife, in the reuniting of the family. They spend a night together. And in that night, Allah shows him a vision, a dream, where he is commanded to sacrifice his son. That night, after so much of unity, so much of bonding, so much of happiness, the very night he sleeps with them, the next day morning he calls his beloved son. فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعَهُ السَّعِي He has reached the age where he is running about and helping his father. Teenage young boy. He calls his son, Oh my beloved son. إِنِّي أَرَى فِي الْمَنَامِ أَنِّي أَذْبَحُكَ فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى Indeed Allah has shown me a vision last night. A dream that I am slaughtering you, Oh my beloved son. So what do you say about it? Allahu Akbar. Not push him off a mountain or bury him in a well. I have to slaughter you, sacrifice you. What do you say, my beloved son? A son which he has got after so long. Just imagine the amount of love, amount of compassion he must have had with this son of his. And Allah is now commanding him, testing him to check his obedience, to see whether this son has become a greater object of love than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And look at the reply of his obedient son. His son says, قَالَ يَا أَبَتِ فَعَلْ مَا تُؤْمَرُ سَتَجِدُنِي إِن شَاءَ اللَّهُ مِنَ الصَّابِرِينَ He says, Oh my beloved father, look at the tarbiyah of the son. Look at the upbringing of the son. He says, Oh my beloved father, do as Allah has commanded you. And he reassures his father, سَتَجِدُنِي إِن شَاءَ اللَّهُ مِنَ الصَّابِرِينَ You shall find me from those who are patient. He reassures his father. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam now takes his son to go and sacrifice him. On the way, he hides the son from his mother, Hajar alayhi salatu wasalam. He does not want to upset her, and he takes her and takes his son and goes. And now he is sharpening the knife to sacrifice. His son calls out, Oh my father, gather your clothes together. In other words, gather your clothes close to you so that my blood, the blood should not spatter onto your clothes, lest that upsets my mother. Allahu Akbar. He's sharpening the knife, not to slaughter a cow, a camel, a goat or a sheep, to sacrifice his son. Compliance to the command of Allah. He's sharpening the knife. And then the ayah goes on. فَلَمَّا أَسْلَمَا وَتَلَّهُ لِلْجَبِينَ And then what does he do? He calls his son and lays him on the ground ready to sacrifice him. The son is looking at the father. Father is looking at the son. You know what the son says? Oh my father, oh my beloved father, don't keep me like this. Turn me around. Face my face downwards. And why does he say that? Because he's scared. Not because he's scared, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam. He tells his father, Oh my beloved father, if you keep me the way I am, when you are about to slaughter me, when you look at my innocent eyes, fatherly love will overtake you and you will not fulfill the right of Allah. You will not fulfill the obligation of Allah. So turn me upside down and cut my throat clean. Allahu Akbar. Look at the son, look at the father, look at their obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam fulfills the wish of his son, turns him the other way and places the knife on the neck of his son. He starts cutting back and forth. The knife does not cut. The knife does not cut. But did Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam knew that? He did not. He sharpened the knife to fulfill the command of Allah. He's cutting, he's slitting the throat of his son to fulfill the command of Allah. But the same Allah that made the fire not burn, He made this knife not cut. And then the command of Allah descends. وَنَادَيْنَاهُ أَيَّا إِبْرَاهِيمُ قَدْ صَدَّقْتَ الرُّؤْيَا إِنَّا كَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الْمُحْسِنِينَ O Ibrahim, alayhi salatu wassalam, you have fulfilled the vision. You have fulfilled my command. Inna kadhalika najzi al-muhsinin. Stop what you're doing and this is how we shall reward you. Allah sends down a ram, a sheep, a ram which had been grazing in the gardens of Jannah for 500 years. Allah sends down that ram in place of Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. Now slaughter this ram. My dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored this act of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, where he passed with flying colors this trial of Allah. Allah honored him so much that until today, millions and millions of Muslims sacrifice millions and millions of animals every single year to commemorate this great trial of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Allahu Akbar. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards the good doers. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards the righteous slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, finally, as Allah commands Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قَدْ كَانَتْ لَكُمْ أُسْبَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ فِي إِبْرَاهِيمِ O Rasulullah, you have the perfect role model in the life of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So if this was a command to our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam, naturally it becomes a command to this ummah. So may Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help all of us to reflect on the life of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, on the stories of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and derive lessons from it and implement them in our lives. Wa akhir da'wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
For more lectures, visit slhub.com.